Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Hey, you can't just... Hey, that's mine. That's mine. And I'm an independent administrator. And that is my property. And you are trespassing at Ashwood City Football Club. Woody.
Tom, pal, we're coming in now. What floor? What's going on?
Every fucking floor. There's about 20 of them.
Jesus fucking hell. But do you know where they...
Tom. Oh, for fuck's sake.
My pass isn't fucking working.
Well, that's because you're pissed off to some fucking soft life and software for soft fucking cunts. Give it here.
Why are you so tanned?
I went on a silent retreat.
Really?
Yep.
Was it good for your, you know, your soul?
Oh, it was fucking fab. Hey. Come on, for fuck's sake.
Yours isn't working.
Yes, my pass isn't fucking working. I know that, Jess.
Why not?
I don't fucking know, do I?
Is somebody on reception?
No. Oh, for fuck... Right. Fuck it.
What are you doing?
I'm just gonna break the door a wee bit.
A wee bit?
Hey, just a tiny breaky-poos. Hold on.
Right. That's quite a significant break.
Ah, oh, for fuck's sake, my fucking elbow. Cunt. Fuck. Fucking piss.
You might want to get your money back on that silent retreat.
Jesus.
You seem quite stressed.
Ah, piss off.
Come on.
Oh, fuck my fucking elbow, man. Hasn't hurt like this since I hit Patrick Vieira in the face with it.
You played against Patrick Vieira?
No. What the fuck is going on?
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of The Offensive.
Read this.
What the fuck is this?
Property and content seizure on behalf of Fortitude Holdings.
Get the fuck off my laptop or I'll smash you across the fucking face with it, you big cunt.
Colin!
Colin! I think... this season, everything.
Every fucking thing. Shame they didn't seize William Van Ginkel, though, eh?
That's quite funny, that, but now's not the time. Where's Tom?
Remind me.
Fuck's sake.
Tom, fucking the administrator.
Oh, he's over there.
Does anyone in here have a fucking clue what's going on?
I'm fucking stumped.
Hey, shh.
What, man?
What's that noise?
Fuck, what is that?
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, fuck.
Woody, wait, slow down!
Oh, no. No, 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 no!
Oh, shit!
The fucking state! They're tearing down the fucking...
No, wait. No, stop!
That's fucking 100 years old! That's Dantley fucking Park! Stop it, you big fucking bulldozing cunt! Fucking... No! No!
Oh, my God!
Sorry, could you take a seat, please?
No, I will not take a fucking seat.
Oh.
Where's the fucking councillor?
Excuse me, I will have you removed.
This is the fucking council, isn't it?
Yes.
Where the fuck is she then, the fucking cunt?
Security, can we get security in here, please? Quickly.
What the hell is going on?
Councillor, don't worry, we'll deal with this.
You tell me what the fuck is going on. They're knocking down Dartley Park.
Who is?
I don't know, do I? I don't have a fucking hard hat on, so I can't find out, apparently.
There aren't any council staff working on something like that, I promise you.
Okay, then get some fucking police or a fire engine or anything else that's big and loud and go and tell them to stop. Go and do your fucking job.
And how exactly can I do that?
Because you can't knock down giant fucking stadiums without telling anybody.
Actually, Miss Tate, after all the efforts by the club and Mr. Nolan to be rid of our protections, yes. Yes, you can.
No.
Yes.
You're lying.
I wish I was.
What do we do?
I suggest you get the truth out of Patrick Nolan, if that's possible.
Where are you going?
Well, after this news, I'm probably going to resign. Rather a bad look, isn't it? Presiding over the death of a football club.
She's there. That one.
All right, come on. You've been asked to leave. Come on out.
Get your fucking hands off. Get your fucking hands off me.
On your way, miss.
Fuck
come
off,
on.
You...
Come on.
You big stupid highness cunt face.
This way.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Could I maybe get some padding on these cuffs? It's just this little bit here. It's, you know, rubs against my wrist, it pulls the hairs out. It's just, I think they get stuck in the mechanism sort of thing. You know, the little claspy bit? Just...
Through here.
So is that a no?
Just wait here a moment.
Okay. Could we maybe have a dimmer light for the cell? It's very bright and, the cell is either too dark or too bright. I can't seem to get a happy medium.
Door opening.
Or a lamp, actually. Just a basic lamp would do it.
Right, step through, please.
Not a magic lamp, don't worry.
Table 12.
Right, okie dokie. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I thought it was my parents. They said it was a couple.
That's a couple.
Yeah, they are definitely not a couple.
You agreed to the meeting, so...
Right, they're going to fucking kill me, is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I formally reject the meeting. Hello? Mr. Guard? Steve. Fuck. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Nice tan.
Hey. Went to a silent retreat.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I think if Woody hadn't spent the last 2 weeks soul-searching, Patrick, he might be in here with you.
Why is that?
Because I would have fucking killed you.
Well, then, you know, technically you wouldn't be in here with me. I'd be dead, so...
We have a limited session here. Okay, Patrick?
Okay.
Can we use it wisely, please?
Can we not... You know, I'm already getting a fucking headmistress tone from you. I mean, don't you work at an app somewhere? You know, what does it matter to you?
It matters because I invested my life into that football club.
Yeah, we all did, mate. Everyone fucking did.
They knocked the stadium down.
Yeah, I know.
But why did they do that? They're going to pop a new one up in July, are they? Just in time for match day one of the new fucking season.
It's going to be luxury flats, actually.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, look, Woody is getting inundated by the media. Even I'm fobbing off calls from journalists and fucking Channel 4, BBC, Sky Sports, everybody. Who is the spokesperson for the club? The people of Ashwood need to know what's going on, Patrick.
I don't know.
Why don't you know?
I'm not the sole owner anymore.
What are you then?
A silent partner. With a modest steak.
Oh, lovely, a modest steak. Good for you. Medium rare or well done.
Look,
don't fucking eat and college me, pal.
I'm not gonna eat and college you.
Yes, you fucking are. You're gonna do some big speech about how money is the most important thing in the world and the football club wasn't making money.
The football club wasn't making money.
So?
So it can't pay for its expensive playing staff, Woody.
Then we don't pay them. We sell them. They leave.
Then we get relegated.
Aye, we do. Aye. This is how the game works, all right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Aye. So what the fuck are we doing then? I feel like the club has fucking vanished, pal. The stadium's fucking gone. The staff have gone. The players have all fucked off on holiday. I mean, like, what the fuck?
The big move.
What?
The big move. Patrick's big move.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
He's not making the move. The club is.
Oh my fucking fuck. Patrick.
I know.
Patrick, ma'am, where? What? A few miles away or what?
Well, I mean, as the crow flies, it's only about 20 minutes.
Oh, hey, great. Good for the fucking crows.
To be exact, it's 48 minutes away.
In Kent? Tell me it's in fucking Kent.
No.
Fuck.
Just from the current stadium, you
which,
go...
Which, there isn't one.
Right, well, from the luxury Dartley Suites...
Shoot me, fucking shoot me.
You go up the M25, then take the exit for the A2 westbound.
Westbound?
Yeah.
Oh, God!
Then, yeah, turn left on the A206, follow it to Canada Water, and it's there on the right.
You moved... the club to London.
Yeah. I mean, they did. I sort of facilitated, I suppose.
Who?
Fortitude. And some private equity money from the US.
So what? We're the fucking Ashwood Dons, are we? Fucking MK Ashwood.
Well, MK Ashwood wouldn't make any sense because we're in London, not Milton Keynes.
So. Pal.
Yeah, all right. As you know, my dad started Fortitude. I ran it for a little while, but turned my attention to Ashwood. I kept a stake... And after I gained full control of the club, the world obviously went a bit fucking crazy. Yeah, and Mac fucked me, big time, actually. So I went back to my banker buddy friend, Simon Napier Fox, in particular, and he started to help us out. You know, he bought the stadium, He offered interest-free loans. He even set us up with other investors. And I just kept taking and taking because, well, you know, I didn't want my tenure to be a complete fucking disaster.
Of course, hey.
What?
And look at you now.
You know, these things just go so fucking fast. We were just staring down the barrel of relegation, and I fucking knew these cunts would abandon me if that happened. Call in all the debts as soon as the Premier League status was ripped away from us, because no one fucking cares about the club. All right, it's not just me. Everybody that ever owned that place tied their debts to it and fucked off, right?
You're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. I can show you what Mick Bradley and fucking ASG did, right? Even fucking Harkness had...
People care about the club, Patrick.
It's fucking... It's
gambling. It's fucking gambling.
It's not gambling.
It fucking is. And now you're moving the club under the shadow of the London Finance District, the fucking epicentre of gambling.
Look, what was I supposed to do?
Get fucking relegated!
Oh, God.
You're insane.
Listen to me fucking clearly, pal. Right? There is life outside the Premier League. The story doesn't end when you get fucking relegated.
The money does.
Oh, boo fucking who? Figure it out or sell.
I did sell, didn't I?
Pal, look at me. Look. This will never be forgiven. Never.
MK Dons?
Fuck MK Dons.
Just saying, it's not unprecedented, is it?
Hey, neither is fucking murder, pal.
There's no way this will go through.
It will. It has.
No chance, mate.
Why do you think we fought so hard to revoke the council protections? It wasn't about fucking infrastructure investment in the club or in the city. It was about being able to do what they want and fuck off.
Who's they?
Fortitude. Look, a London club is extremely profitable as an enterprise.
Oh, aye. From the location you've described, it's sandwiched between Charlton Athletic and fucking Millwall. Real success stories, then, pal.
A Premier League London club.
A big fucking risk, wasn't it? We were fucking superglued to the bottom of the league when those Fortitude cunts came in.
We knew the league had fucked up with the fit and proper persons test. Or the lack thereof. We always knew we had that ace, me, to play. I guess, you know, it's true what they say. Nice guys finish last. And look at me. They're right.
Sorry, you're the nice guy?
Yeah.
How does that work?
I threw myself under the bus. It jumped in front of the moving bullet, dived on the grenade.
Pal, you bought the grenade, carried it around with you, played fucking catch with it, pulled the pin, and dropped it on the fucking community. Without you, there is no need to dive on the fucking thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Oh, fuck me. You are so lucky you're in here for a couple of years, pal, because in the outside world, you'd be dealing with real fucking grenades through your fucking window.
What's the team called? The new team.
London City FC.
Oh, God. They gonna play at the Valley or the Den or something for a few years?
They have a place.
What?
There's a stadium. It will be ready.
How long was I at that silent retreat for? Is it fucking inflatable or something?
How's there a stadium?
It was originally planned to be an indoor arena. Right by the city. Somewhere.
The finance district. They've only got the fucking O2.
Well, yeah. I don't know. COVID spooked the developers out of events venues. You know, they sold it in 2020. The arena was then changed and built on into a 60,000-seater stadium. And now, 2023, here we are. Multi-sports venue. NFL and MLB will announce their deals with it shortly.
No going back, then.
Fuck!
There'll be a meeting in the city, London, in the next couple of days, I think. I added your names to a company that owns some of the Dartley Stadium land and the training ground. The meeting will conclude the sale of those things, and I suspect you'll both get about $3 million each. Maybe more. I can't remember.
Patrick!
No, you take it, okay? You do something with it. I don't fucking know, but just do something good, please. Or right. Or... I don't know. It's your money. Just... yeah. Please.
Are you okay in here, pal?
Yeah, it's... yeah.
No dropping the soap or anything?
There's no bar soaps as such, actually.
What you got, like a shower gel?
Yeah, in a little dispenser.
Right.
What about shampoo?
Well, I'd imagine it's a gel shampoo combo.
Yeah, it's a combo.
Combo, right, yeah. Yeah.
Time!
I'm really, really sorry.
Yeah. I know, pal.
It'll be all right. I mean, it probably won't, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Bye, pal.
Bye, Patrick.
Yeah, bye, guys. And, it's good to see you. And yeah, thanks for your services over the years.
Yeah, we had a good run.
I would say it's been a pleasure, but it's been a fucking nightmare most of the time.
Yeah.
Best get back to work, then.
Hey.
I said services over the years, then,
You what?
I said, I thanked you for your services over the years, and I mean, thank you for being my friend.
Now that actually has been a pleasure, I think.
Take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah. Goodbye, guys.
Bye, mate.
Bye-bye, pal.
Yeah, so just some padding on that bit. It's out. But see how the cuff pulls on my wrist hairs? It's very uncomfortable.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app.
And hit subscribe. The title holders take on Burnley at the Etihad as Vincent Kompany pays a visit to his former side. That should be a fascinating opening day fixture. In the other half of Manchester, Manchester United host Sheffield United. Then all eyes go to the banks of the River Thames for that opening game, opening chapter, if you will, of the London City FC story. Despite such a turbulent summer and protests from across the football world, we're told that that fixture has in fact sold out. That's London City v Wolves. Shots here inside the lavish state-of-the-art stadium. Plenty of celebs lined up to see this one. All official attendees of the Premier League's newest member. Hollywood's finest right there.
You're welcome.
Can I have a photo with you, John?
Yeah, go ahead.
Favourite player?
One of the strikers.
Yeah, one of the best ones.
Football hooligans, help me out here.
Of course, that incredible glass balcony and jetty onto the river. Yachts, bars, restaurants, and a club shop, of course. The world's first eco-friendly stadium. Not just carbon neutral, but carbon negative. A futuristic, groundbreaking structure.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey.
Ah, you're right, Jess. How are you? How's your summer been?
Yeah, all right. You?
Yeah, I'm all right. I just had the craziest dream.
Really?
Yeah. To the point where I'm thinking, I can't believe it's been a dream. This whole time. Even now.
What was your dream?
I was being chased by a big fucking blue donkey.
A blue donkey?
Aye. A blue donkey chasing me and his cock was swinging about all over the place and he was going, give us your kneecaps! Give us your fucking kneecaps!
That's mental.
Hey, I know.
Anyway, I'm actually in the country for once. At Heathrow.
Oh, aye.
Yeah, just wondered if, you want to meet up?
Well, I don't think you'll want to come to where I am.
Where are you?
Artooli.
I beg your pardon?
I'm in a place called Artooli. It's about an hour north of Perth.
Perth, Scotland?
No, I'm down under now, Jess. Yes, Scotland, the OG. How long are you in the UK for? Come down to London or something.
Well, I've just seen a flight to Edinburgh. I'll see you this afternoon.
All right, great.
Bye, mate.
All right, bye. I'll see you in a bit.
One of the strikers.
Yeah, one of the best ones.
Football hooligans, help me out here.
Of course, that incredible glass balcony and jetty onto the river. Yachts, bars, restaurants, and a club shop, of course. The world's first.
Ah, fuck off, man. Stadium. It looks like every new state of the art fucking stadium. A giant fucking heartless toilet bowl.
Hey, Woody, Welly here, mate. I just wanted to, I don't know, just give you a voicey notey. Look, I know this weekend is probably tough, you know, tough for all of us, really, and it's just so bloody infuriating that everybody's just, you know, moved on. Money talks, hey, mate? I thought we had him. I thought we could chuck him out like the Super League, but hey, everybody gave it their best shot, and have a good one. I hope all is well, and yeah, speak soon.
Stands there. That's Colin Walsh, of course, the current director of football at London City FC, given an astonishing budget over the summer. Reports that it could reach nearly £700 million if required.
Aye, because he's writing off the fucking debts against SFP. You're the media. Do your fucking job. Oh, God. Why are you doing this to yourself? We know, for fuck's sake.
Earlier,
We spoke to the London City FC manager.
Welcome to Edinburgh Airport. For all connecting flights, please refer to Zone B departure doors.
Hello, dear. Where are we going?
Artley.
Lovely. Okie dokie.
How long?
Be there in about an hour.
Great. Thanks.
And that's how National League Premier Southern is shaping up. But below that, an opening match day also in the Southern Combination Premier Division in Step 5 of English football.
Can you turn it up,
please?
No way,
we'll
right,
appeal
no
that
problem.
One, don't we? The story there today, of course, is Newhaven, who missed out on promotion by just 3 points to Crawley Down Gatwick last season. They head to Kent, to Ashbury Gate Stadium, a 2,500-seater, used to be a rugby pitch, actually. They take on the newly formed Ashwood FC, the Phoenix club that garnered really encouraging support over the summer. They got this position in the league after the Met took voluntary relegation from the league above, and that had a knock-on effect in terms of clubs that could compete. And Ashwood FC found their spot 4 levels below English Football League, and of course 7 levels below where their predecessor in Ashwood City was in the Premier League. We know the celebrities are out in force at London City, but here in Ashwood, the famous face isn't in the stands, but in the dugout. The legendary Ashwood FC manager spoke to us earlier.
Big day today. What can we expect from the newly formed Ashwood FC?
Balls. Enormous balls. I want every one of my players to pull their socks right up to their assholes and tear those New Haven bitches to pieces like a tiger with Viagra. You know this, huh? Tigers on the Viagra, they are vicious bastards and fuck! Fuck, fuck, fuck!
We would like to apologise for the language there. I'm not quite sure how my producer
Brilliant.
Missed that one. She's giving me a funny look right now, and I don't know why you're looking like that, Miranda. Because...
Oh, God! Why are you doing this to yourself? We know for fuck's sake.
But earlier, we spoke to the London City FC manager. Dan, this is a unique moment, isn't it? It's incredible. It's tough, of course, given the circumstances.
Ah, the circumstances
how,
are fucking money, you twat.
But it really has been the honour of my life being part of this project, bringing...
Fuck 'em. Bugger me. She actually came.
So, Artley.
Artley.
And what exactly are we doing in Artley?
Well, what, this? This is my club.
You're kidding.
No.
It's an empty field.
Not true. There's a cow there. Look. Gwyneth! Fuck off! Fucking moo off, will ya? This ain't a farm no more!
Okay, so it's an empty field with a cow called Gwyneth in it.
Aye. For now, but just you wait. This time next season we'll be playing in front of... 150? 160, maybe?
Wow.
Too right fucking wow. Where have you come from then?
Singapore.
Oh, aye. Job's going well then?
Guess so.
You look good.
Thanks. So do you. I mean, a bit dirty, but, you know.
Aye. You watched any of it?
The build-up? Nah.
You, want to watch the Wolves game?
Oh, you have a television out here, do you?
Ha-ha! Very good. And yes, we do. unfortunately.
I don't think I want to watch.
Oh, God, I'm glad you said that, because I certainly don't.
The world forgets, doesn't it?
Fucking quickly. Hey.
So, this is what you spent your 3 million quid on?
Does this look like it costs 3 million?
I don't know. How much does an empty field in Scotland cost?
Well, not 3 million quid, Jess. Jesus. Nah, I have to get this place off the ground and keep it running for a few years. And the other half, I, gave it to the Phoenix team, actually.
Ashwood FC?
Hey. Figured I couldn't go and help them run the place, you know.
Because they'd kill you.
Correct. Aye. Murdered just by association with Patrick, I think. So I just did an anonymous donation, you know. Even if it's just paying for Eric, who cares?
I think he's doing it for almost nothing, actually.
Good for him. What'd you spend yours on?
Huh?
Your 3 mil.
Oh,
Jess?
What?
He said to spend it on doing something good.
That is not what he said.
Yes, he fucking did. He said, do something right with it. Do something good with it.
He said, do what you want.
No. He corrected himself and then said that just to come across less demanding, for fuck's sake.
Who gives a fuck what he said? He's not dead, is he?
What did you buy? What did you buy, Jess?
A house in Malibu.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I go there for work sometimes.
How often?
I don't know. I haven't gone there yet.
Fucking Jesus. A house in Malibu. Christ. On the fucking beach?
Yeah.
Unfucking believable. Right, take this.
What's Woody? It's fucking wet.
Hey, it's fucking white paint.
What do you want me to do with this?
Get painting me some lines. I want a penalty area and a halfway line done by dinner. Come on, get cracking.
I'm wearing heels.
Hey, and I'm wearing football boots. They're the same fucking thing.
What are you doing then?
I'm getting back on my ride on lawnmower, thank you very much.
Who are you, Forrest fucking Gump?
Get fucking painting, you.
Come here, you fucking... Wait, give me that fucking lawnmower, I'll paint your face.
Get off, get...
I'll paint your face.
You fucking hijacked. Fucking lawnmower is getting fucking hijacked.
Hey, you nearly ran me over.
Yes.
Right, right, that's it. Fucking slow down.
No, fuck off.
You fuck off.
You fuck off. Don't give me that shit.
United struggling to get to grips with life back in the Championship. A near miss for Middlesbrough there. Scores are still level between Southampton and Huddersfield. Crystal Palace still holding that lead, but the momentum of the game, it would seem, is shifting. But now we can head very briefly to Ashwood, where there is a goal in the Southern Combination Premier Division. But is it the first goal in the history of the newly formed Ashwood FC? Well, let's find out, shall we? John is at the game and can tell us. John, there's been a goal, but for who? Nope, apologies. We'll come back to that later, as there's been a chance at the Etihad.
What song is that? It's fucking annoying.
Just down here, Ian. We got a new one coming in for sale, 388.
388, yep, that's empty and clean.
Fucking hell, decent sized cell in here. I mean, the posh end, am I?
Christ.
Right, breakfast is at 8, lunch at 12, dinner at 6.
Yeah.
We'll get chance to exercise, timetable to be posted at the beginning of the week, right?
Yeah, I know. Same old shit.
We'll top up that mog roll as well for you, and maybe get someone to see to those sheets in the morning.
Yeah, cheers. Top. Oh my God. Oh my God. Nolan out.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You're a fucking nonce, mate.
Oh, just grow up, all right? Fucking grow up.
Piss off.
Yeah, you piss off. You fucking piss off, you fucking bellend.
You're the bellend, mate.
Ah, oh, fuck you.
Ah, fuck you. Nolan out. Nolan out.
Oh, bollocks.
His name was Nolan. He was a wanker.
Looking over the skyline of the city.
The Offensive starred Paul Waggon as Patrick Nolan.
You know, they asked me what I thought, and I said something about football is all about the community, and then I said I needed a wee.
Helena Doughty as Jess Tate.
Hurry up! Come on! It's all fucking yellow! It's all yellow! Yeah, I enjoy your Hyundai!
Adam Jarrell as Chris Woody Woodall.
Choose our future. Choose anything. Fucking anything. But Tom fucking cleverly. Please.
Ashwood City. Oh, yeah.
Joel Emery as Dan Watson.
You are a real twit, Patrick. You know that.
Why?
Fans can't have a creative midfielder to make them happy, but the diners can have a bottle of champagne.
John Brannock as Colin Walsh.
I've already fucked off because someone told me to fuck off up here, so here I am. I'm going to have no place else to fuck off to if I keep fucking off.
A city of passion.
And now it's time to tune in live to the funeral proceedings. Enjoy! Not enjoy, sorry, just watch it. Watch it!
Now there's a cleaner coming out the door towards the end. Go through the door that he came in.
How are you doing this?
I'm in the security office, I can see you on CCTV, now fucking go!
Hey, we never had Aaron Lennon in the past.
I thought we did. I must be getting delirious. Did we have El Hadj Jojo?
Unfortunately, hey.
Well, if I survived him, I could survive this.
Broom lifting the ball into the box, headed down by Okufo to Kyle Francis Clark! Salvation!
Head in the middle of a storm. Thomas Mitchells as Theo Clinton. Akushla Tara Coupe as Dr. Rachel Weber. Alan Sylvain as Eric Van Schmidt. Victoria Gibson as Alex Morrison. Rhys Tease as Hutch Lewis. Esmond Cole as Kyle Francis Clark. Ant McGinley as David Hall. Christopher Swift as Reuben Thomas. And over 200 cast members in the show's 5-year run.
They can deny it. Ashwood City. Oh, yeah. Yes, it's a city of passion. 100%. A city of pride for everyone in care. We're big off and chilling up, yeah, they can't deny it. Ashwood City, oh yeah.
Written by Joel Emery and directed by Adam Jarrell. The Offensive is dedicated in loving memory to Lucinda Shaw.
Listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.